Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is an amazing story about elections and voting. In 1989, there were very important elections in Eretz Yisrael, and the Rebbe said, Lubavitcher Rebbe said, that it was very important for a certain side to win in the elections. Therefore, many Hasidim in Eretz Yisrael went out and campaigned for that particular party. And some people even went out to promise people that they would receive brachas if they would follow the directions and vote for that party. Now, by the way, that was actually not the Rebbe's instructions. The Rebbe never said to promise people brachas for voting for that certain party. The Rebbe just said it was important to campaign for people to vote for that certain party. But there were some Hasidim that kind of went overboard and actually asked people to vote for that certain party and promised them brachas. So there was a certain couple in Mea Shearim who did not have children for many, many years. In fact, every night they would go to the Kotel and they would say the entire Sefer Tehillim, the entire book of Tehillim. And still nothing helped. One day the woman happened to be at home alone and someone came by and promised all kinds of brachas to those who would vote for this particular party. She was very excited, but when her husband came home and she told him about it, her husband said, no, absolutely not. We belong to a certain group of Yidden that our leaders tell us we should not participate in the elections. But she said, no, we have to do it. We'll be blessed with a child finally. And so she convinced her husband to go out. And they made a special effort on election day to go out and vote, even though they were hoping that their neighbors and so forth wouldn't see them. Time passed, and they still were not blessed with children. The husband said, you see, it didn't help. And meanwhile, I went against the way we do things in our community by voting. The wife said, well, let's write to the Rebbe and ask for bracha. So they did. And the Rebbe answered, and he said, first of all, I never instructed anybody to promise brachas for voting a certain way in the election. However, since the power of emunas chachamim, faith in Torah sages, is so great, therefore you should be helped from above. And sure enough, they were soon blessed with children. So we see here how important it is to have faith in tzaddikim. As we say every day in our davening, V'yaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdai, that the Yidden, when they were leaving Mitzrayim, the Jews, when they were leaving Egypt, and they came to the sea, and the Egyptians were chasing after them, and Hashem made a great miracle through Moshe Rabbeinu, and also through Nachshon ben Aminadav, and the sea split, and the Jews went through on dry land. And after that, after the Egyptians had gone into the sea and been drowned, then the Pasuk says, Vayaminu b'Hashem of Moshe avdai, and they believed in Hashem and in Moshe's servant. So there's a concept of believing, of course, in Hashem, but also believing in the power which Hashem gives to avdai, his servant. In that case, it was Moshe. In our case, we're talking about tzaddikim that are given the special power is the servants of Hashem. Of course, all brachas come only from Hashem, but the brachas can come through tzaddikim. And therefore, it's very important for a Yid to believe, of course, in the power of Hashem, but also in the power which Hashem gives to his servants, such as Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is why this couple was finally blessed with children. Even though the original person that told them that they would receive brachas was mistaken, because the Rebbe never promised such brachas. He just instructed the people to go out and campaign for that particular party. But nevertheless, since those people had so much faith in the tzaddik that through following his instructions, brachas would come, although it was not according to the Rebbe's instructions, but the power of his or their emunah in tzaddikim brought the bracha, which of course is from Hashem, through the tzaddik. With this type of emunas tzaddikim, we can advance also in our learning of Torah and doing of mitzvahs. And in this way, we can not only help ourselves and bring brachas to ourselves, but at this important time, we can bring wonderful brachas to the soldiers of the IDF who are fighting a very serious war in order to protect us from our enemies, and a bracha for all of the Jews living in Eretz Israel to be safe. May this lead directly into the coming of Mashiach, and may it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.